84. The New Arrangements. For a year or two, William was very busy in Ireland and on the continent. At length, he had time to attend to colonial affairs. He appointed royal governors for both Pennsylvania and Maryland. William Penn soon had his colony given back to him, but the Baltimores had to wait many years before they recovered Maryland. In New York, there was a dreadful tragedy, for the new governor, Slaughter, was persuaded to order the execution of the leaders in the rising against Andros. Massachusetts did not get her old charter back, but she got another charter. This provided that the king should appoint the governor, but the people should elect a House of Representatives. The most important result of this new arrangement was a series of disputes between the king's governor and the people's representatives. Maine and New Plymouth were included in Massachusetts under the new charter, but New Hampshire remained a royal province. 85. The Colonies, 1700 to 60. During these years, immigrants thronged to America, and the colonies became constantly stronger. Commerce everywhere developed, and many manufactures were established. Throughout the colonies, the people everywhere gained power, and, had it not been for the French and Indian Wars, they would have been happy. Aside from these wars, the most important events of these years were the overthrow of the Carolina proprietors and the founding of Georgia. 86. North and South Carolina. The Carolina proprietors and their colonists had never got on well together. They now got on worse than ever. The greater part of the colonists were not members of the established church, but the proprietors tried to take away the right to vote from all persons who were not of that faith. They also interfered in elections and tried to prevent the formation of a true representative assembly. They could not protect the people against the pirates who blockaded Charleston for weeks at a time. In 1719, the people of Charleston rebelled. The king then interfered and appointed a royal governor. Later, he bought out the rights of the proprietors. In this way, Carolina became a royal province. It was soon divided into two provinces, North Carolina and South Carolina. But there had always been two separate colonies in Carolina.